We're up to Perek Aleph, Pasuk Ches. Now, the Klal Yisrael asked Hashem, it's not to complain, I guess, to Hashem. It's not lefi your covet that we should be constantly in a difficult situation. We're surrounded by all the other animals, by the wolves, and the other nations are living in peace, and we're constantly, they're relying on their avodah zara, and they have a good situation, and we don't. So the pasuk continues. So this seems to be the shepherd is answering, which I guess in the nimshol will be Hashem. We'll see. Zuhi chuvas haroya. The shepherd is answering. In other words, he was coming to me in desperation. Where should we go? What should we do? We're being surrounded by all these enemies. We're in trouble. Help us, he says. If you don't know, zuhi chuvas haroya. Im lo yisaydi loch leichon telchi, you don't know where to go, lirois tzoyinchu, to shepherd your flock, at ayofa banoshim, you beautiful of women. So he's talking to, I guess, to these, the woman shepherdess, which in the marshal is going to, in the nimshal is going to be Klal Yisrael, Hashem's talking to us, shechod horoyim in hanigoyisam, because the shepherd has stopped. Now, I don't know what that means, let me see. Okay. In other words, you feel you don't have any proper leadership. You feel that you're alone. You feel that you're subject to the whims and the torment of the nations around you. You feel that the nations around you seem to have a sense of direction, and you're like, almost leaderless. You don't know where to go. So he tells us where to go. When we don't know where to go, go in the steps of the sheep. What does that mean? His takli bipsiois derech shahol chuatzayim. Look at the way the sheep went. Vohoakovim nikorim. Their footsteps are discernible. In other words, look at the previous way. Look at the way the previous generations have gone, and you'll know how to go. Vechein harbe mikro akvei sechelo nodu. Okay, other examples. Okay, and then go that way. And pasture your goats, you hear? Al Mishnei Saroim, near the places where the shepherds live. Bein Mishkan Shar Haroim Sha'at Etzlam, between the other shepherds that you're by them. So now he's going to explain what all this meant in terms of Klal Yisrael. So exactly the dugma, it's not so, I mean, the marshal is not so simple, but he says like this. You, my congregation, Klal Yisrael, my people, I consider you the most beautiful of all the nations, Bishar Humos, more than the other nations. Where should you go and you'll be saved? Pasture your flock. In other words, he's talking to Klal Yisrael. So where should you graze your flock and you'll be saved? You won't be hurt by the others. Miyad hamatzikim loch, for those who would oppress you. Liyos b'neim v'lo yovdu v'naich, you'll be among them, because we're in the Golos, but you won't be destroyed by them. Your children won't be destroyed by them. Hisboinani bedarkei avosayich harishonim. Focus on the ways of your original fathers. Follow the Bali Mesoira, the people. Look at the Ovis. Look at the generation that was Mekabel the Torah. Look at the Neviim. Shekiblu Torosi v'shomo mishmarti u'mitzvoisai u'lechim b'darcheihem. Look at the generations that accepted my Torah, followed my directives, and follow in their footsteps.
In what way does that mean?
Well, let's just finish the thing that it says, in the merit of this, because you are following the Mesoira, of the tzaddikim and the gedolim and the ovois and all the those that accepted the Torah and those who were nefesh for the Torah from all the generations. So, in the merit of this bischar zois, it sounds like it's a schar. Tir I gedoyseich, you will pasture your flock. Eitzel sori umos by the princes of the nations, and nobody will bother you. V'chein omer Yirmiyah, hatzivi loch tziyunim, make markers for yourself. Shiti libchol mesila, and put your heart to the path. So this is a very interesting discussion over here. Let me just present what I think it means, and then we could discuss it. It sounds like this. It sounds like what's happening is as follows. Klal Yisrael feels very distraught. They're surrounded by enemies. The enemies are constantly trying to, we're talking about Klal Yisrael in the Golos, constantly trying to do anything they can to attack us and to eliminate us, you know, in one way or another. On Hanukkah, it was to eliminate our religion. On Purim, it was to eliminate our existence. And so many other times throughout the Deiris, you know, to have us convert and to kill us and to exterminate us. And this is what was going on. Where are we supposed to go? What do we do? How do we find safety in this such a dangerous world in which we live? And there's only one etzah. Shlomo HaMelech gives us the etzah over here. Yeah? It says, Tzi'iloch bi'ikvei hatzoin. It's only from following in the path of the previous righteous generations. Those that accepted the Torah, those that were meisei nefesh for the Torah. It says, when you follow the Messiah, when you follow that beaten path, then he says, you'll be able to continue living. Shekibla, he says, va'af b'schar zois tiri g'diyosayich, you'll pasture your flocks by the sorry humos, by the princes, all the nations of the world, and all the people that would like to hurt you. You'll be right amongst them, but you will be able to continue. You'll be able to graze your flock. You will not be hurt by them. Because in the schar of following in the ways of the previous generations. Now, I'd like to talk about this for a moment. So, first of all, if you're telling me the way to be protected against the nations is to follow the Torah, so tell me that. Say, do the mitzvahs. Do the mitzvahs. That says, listen, you're worried about living amongst the goyim. If you're worried about living amongst the goyim, if you live amongst the goyim, so there's only one etzah. They're going to try to get you. They want to attack you. They want to destroy you. But if you will be committed to performing the mitzvahs and to live according to the Torah, then you'll be protected. That doesn't seem to be what he's saying. He's saying we're posuk ches. So it doesn't seem. He says. If you don't know, the beautiful one, Hashem refers to us even in the Golos as the beautiful one, amongst the other nations. Where can you pasture your flock? Where can you exist and be saved? Now, Agav, yeah, it's very historically interesting. There was a movement in Europe to establish a Jewish homeland. Ostensibly, at least on the surface, the reason that these early Zionists gave was that to be saved from the persecutions and the anti-Semitism that took place in Chutz Lorets, in Europe, in the Golos, so far. So we want to leave the diaspora. We want to have a Jewish homeland. On the Zionist, it wasn't the religious aspect. It's well known that Theodor Herzl, who was a founding Zionist, was ready to settle for a piece of land that today is Uganda in Africa. So it wasn't the Kedushas HaOretz that enamored them, but was rather being saved from what happened. They established a secular state, and we weren't saved from persecution at all. Do you know how many wars Israel defensive wars Israel has been in. And even when it's an offensive war, it's only because the enemy is ready to pounce. Like the Six-Day War, they were surrounded on all sides, so they had to, they attacked first because they had to defend themselves, because they were being, they knew, they had information, they knew the troop buildup and so forth, that they were in trouble. So here they went, and they established this secular haven, a Jewish state. And you know something? I saw yesterday that 6 out of 7, I think that's the number I saw.
6 out of 7
new Olim to Israel are not Jewish. They established a Jewish state. And what happens? We have enemies from within and from without. We hear about terrorist attacks. We have no idea of the hundreds of terrorist attacks that they thwart every month. It's not shayach. It's you know what's going. So here we are. We went and we established a haven to pasture our flock in a safer place, in a Jewish state. And the end result is not much better. Not much better. Constantly, Iran is a threat. Like Mamasha, every other day they're talking about, bombing Tel Aviv. Now, and we don't realize that Shlomo HaMelech, the Chochem Mikol Odom, told us what to do. If you're worried about the tsoros and the attacks and the hatred that you're living in the Golos, there's one Eitzah. The Eitzah is Tziloch Bikve Atzon or Iskidio Isaich. And Rashi, Echo Tiri Vitinotzli Miyata Matsikim Loch, the Yospinem Velo Yoivdu Vanecho, to remain amongst them and not to be destroyed. And it's interesting, he doesn't say run away from them. Bechlal, the whole Eitzah was ill founded. We're going to run away. I'm not getting into politics with the Satmar philosophy or not. But it doesn't say. It says to remain safe amongst them. Liyos beinehem v'lo yoivdu vonayich. Your children won't be lost. And I would dare say your children won't be lost probably means both physically and spiritually.
Believe it or not, I found the Midrash in another Yalkut. But it was all in one big paragraph, so it starts here.
Okay, same one?
Same one. I read it word for word.
Wow.
And this is the one.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, but that's all right?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, yeah, I know. It's like I said, let me take a shot.
Very good. Thank you. So you hear? So what happens? So not only physically, but spiritually as well. You won't lose your children. Liyos beinem, you're going to live amongst the goyim and you won't lose your children. There's one way. Hisboinani bedarche avoisayich orishoinim shekiblu torosi v'shomro mishmarti u'mitzvoisai u'lechi bedarcheim. V'af b'schar zeh, you'll be able to be tiro gedi yosayich etzalumos. To me, this says something very, very important. It doesn't just say keep the mitzvahs. Why doesn't it just say learn daf yomi every day? Learn halacha every day. Learn, keep the mitzvahs. It doesn't say that. It says telchi bedarche avosayich. Yeah, it seems, and it's the schar. It's not the schar of the mitzvahs. Of course, it's the schar of the mitzvahs because you go bedarche avosayich, you can do the mitzvahs. But it seems the security to be protected from the Umayyads, and not to lose our children, not to physical annihilation and not to spiritual annihilation, stems from one thing. We're following the Messiah. We're going in the Darche Avosayach. He is not Madgish, and because Shlomo HaMelech gave the Moshel to accomplish the Nimshel. Remember, it's not that there was a story, so now we have to bend the message to fit the story. That's what we do. But Shlomo HaMelech made the story to convey the message, right? Got to keep that in mind, right? It's not that, there is a story, there's an ancient story text, and now we're gonna make a message from it. So we talk about following the Messiah, but that's not really the point. No, he made it this way. You got to follow in the footsteps, following in their footsteps. That's the key. In fact, you know, there's a terrible organization What? Yes, the footsteps, follow the footsteps of those people. There's a terrible organization today. They call themselves Footsteps. And they're mamish, they're like in Israel, they call them Chozrei B'Sheila. Instead of Chozrei B'Tshuva, they're Chozrei B'Sheila. Their footsteps are going in the other direction. You hear? They're trying to...
but, oh, really?
What?
What does Sheila mean?
What do you mean, Chosre?
What does Sheila mean?
Chosre? Oh, no, because they know where they came from. They know where they came from. No, Chosre B'Sheila, they mean because, no, I don't know, you're right. Because Chosre B'Tshuva, so they want to, you know, that's what they want. Because the Tshuva is the answer, so they play on that, the Chosre B'Sheila. But Lemaisa, this is critical. There has to be, we need the foundation of Mesira. It's not enough to keep us. We say, okay, listen, we've got to do the mitzvahs now. We have to be part of a massive movement of Mekabli HaTorah that we follow in their footsteps. You hear, Yehuda? That we follow in their footsteps. Yehuda, you hear? Listen, there was, I always love to tell the story where when Rabbi Zalke Gwertz came to Waterbury. So this is a place, I don't know, 70 years ago, I don't know when it was, so it must have been like that. So anyway, so they had, the Federation had dinners with 2,000 people, and they were all, and it was treif. So he said they have to make it kosher. So they said, Rabbi, you got 10 people coming from your little shul. We'll bring you kosher food for your, you know what I mean? But the dinner will be for everybody. He says, we're the majority. And he used to have, he had this bellowing voice, you know, like, and he burst it out. He says, you're the majority? He says, we are part of the majority, the millions and millions of people, deiros from Maimon Har Sinai, that gave their lives not to do this stuff. He says, you call yourself the majority? And the whole dinner became kosher for everybody. So, but the pshat is that we need that strength. It's not enough Torah mitzvahs. There has to be a connection with a Messiah. That's what he says, follow b'darche v'secho. Yeah, that did the mitzvahs. Of course it's the mitzvahs. And you're going to get schar. But the yisod is that I'm so, in other words, in order to stand up against the umayis, and to be able to get the schar for the shmiras hamitzvos, there has to be that clear sense of mesira. When Reb David came here to these shores, his mission was to replant Slabotka. Reb Aaron Kotler came here to these shores, where the mission was to replant the Moistus HaTorah and the whole godless that took place in Slabotka and in Europe. And this was it. It's, we have to be connected to the past. If we're not connected, if we're free-floating, or maybe freelance observers of mitzvahs. You know, yeah, we do. Of course we do. We do this, we do that. It won't stick. We won't survive Bein Neumais unless we follow this formula.